Well, I think that the jury's still a bit out. I know we've heard a lot of posturing on trade, certainly by the new administration, but there's a lot of talk, you know, that went on during the campaign as well from both parties. So I think agriculture's got its work cut out for it to make sure that everybody understands how important trade is to agriculture and how important agriculture is to our trade balance.
Are there not signs that Mexico is taking the Trump rhetoric on protection to heart and seeking new agreements with places like Brazil and Argentina? Those have the potential to hurt Illinois corn and beans, don't they?
Certainly there's been some indications that, you know, that's going on. I don't think we know yet to what extent. I think what puts the U.S. in a good position to be a good trader is proximity, the fact that we are a reliable supplier, that you know, our quality on corn and soybeans is, you know, clearly world class, and we just got to make sure that we remain competitive as U.S. farmers in that world marketplace, so that we can continue to get the sales to Mexico that we've had in the past.
Commodities prices are at a 7-year low?
Yeah, they are. What? But maybe back more to reasonable historic levels, but certainly off the highs that we'd had.
So if the Trump administration does what the president said during the campaign he would do, which is favor manufacturing jobs over ag jobs, what will that do to farmers?
Well, again, I think it's important for U.S. agriculture, farmers of all types, all persuasions, to make sure that the administration and Congress collectively know how important trade is to U.S. agriculture. 95% of the world's population is outside U.S. borders, so certainly our marketplace is outside of our own borders. Although, you know, obviously we wouldn't be the first supplier here at home. This isn't anything really new. I think it just heightens the awareness what with current rhetoric, you know, about trade and what might happen, but also at commodity prices, whether they're grains or livestock, at a little bit lower levels than what we've experienced over the last few years.
Which is a better approach for agriculture? Bilateral trade agreements, which the Trump administration says it will seek out, or regional agreements such as TPP, which the Trump administration has rejected?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think that we know yet the full impact of the lack of regional trade, because we have sort of taken the approach, at least in recent years, to take a more regional approach when you look at our trading attempts. But certainly bilateral is better than not at all. I think that maybe some bilateral trade agreements do set up a longer-term approach to regional trading groups. And the advantage that the U.S. might have in a regional trading scenario is that we can hopefully drive the narrative on trade and the issues around trade as it pertains to, you know, commodities and jobs and labor standards and those sorts of things, at a wider view in the world if we do it regionally. But certainly we're not immune to having to do it bilaterally in some cases. We have in the past, and that may be what our approach has to be in the future.
The Illinois Farm Bureau is a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation, which has joined more than 100 other ag groups in a letter to the administration asking that NAFTA be modernized in a way that protects ag exports. What is the impact of Mexican trade on Illinois farmers?
You know, I don't know if I can break it down completely to Illinois, but I know that you know, when we're looking at a trade in general with Mexico, we've grown about 4 billion dollars at the beginning of NAFTA to somewhere right around 18 billion or a little bit better in ag trade. When you look at the commodities that we grow in Illinois, and you compare those to the how they rank with Mexico, we would certainly benefit greatly. They're our number one corn importer, Illinois being the number two corn producing state. We'd certainly find that important. soybeans are number one importer on meal and oil, not in whole beans. I believe number two in whole beans, and Illinois being the leading soybean producing state in the country, certainly that's a big market and a big importer. Mexico is of pork products, and Illinois is ranking in pork as well as beef production. Would signal that those are clearly important markets.
Canada and Mexico together account for about a third of all Illinois ag exports for the U.S., but is ag at a disadvantage in the political calculus on protectionism compared to manufacturing because there are fewer farmers than there are manufacturing workers?
Yeah, that's always been the case when we look at trade and the importance that agriculture sees in global trade. We've certainly done more than our fair share in agriculture to help the imbalance of trade. U.S. is, you know, clearly in the negative. We import far more than we export, except in agriculture, and that's where we hold the biggest leverage. And without agriculture's positive trade balance, the U.S. would be woefully inept in our ability to trade with other partners. It's one of the key, in my mind, one of the key linchpins anyway that keeps the U.S. competitive in the global marketplace is its agriculture production.
We're seeing a lot of uncertainty in Washington right now. A part of that is what usually happens is any new administration installs itself and picks up where the previous one left off. But is the uncertainty harmful to ag interests going forward, aside from the natural transition moment?
Well, certainly trade is one of those negotiations that's built on long relationships and trust, and certainly in some societies, you know, longer established relationships are much more meaningful, perhaps, in price and product. So I do think that if we take an approach that's less than committed. In other words, that we're not committed to the long-term relationship of our trading partners, I think it's going to have a negative impact on us. Having said that, the U.S. is, you know, one of the most, if not the most stable economy in the world. That's why we are a sought-out trading partner. We also are a sought-out trading partner because our government in general is very stable in its approach, even through changing administrations. U.S. has been historically involved in trading agreements. We've been a leader in the World Trade Organization from the get-go, and certainly that I don't hear that commitment has wavered any. So I think it's going to be incumbent upon us again just to make sure that everyone in Washington understands the importance of trade to agriculture and why we can't be forgotten in some of these discussions to updating either current trade pacts or developing new ones.
Are there enough farm state votes to block any trade agreements that doesn't at least hold ag harmless?
Certainly the numbers aren't in our favor, but I think when you look at the overall impact that agriculture has on our trade scenario for the U.S., I think it does speak very well. I do think it's a key reason why we do need a trade ambassador specifically for agriculture, like there are in other industries. We have had in the past, and there's no indication that won't be the case in this administration. But I think you've got to constantly remember that even though agriculture from a voting strength is not the largest, from a trade advantage, it's clearly the leader in what we do.